Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I'm
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, I get my days all mixed up. I thought it was Friday all day today, and it's actually Thursday. Thursday, July the 25th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, today's show definitely come with a warning. This is not a New Believer Show, as I talk about all the time on all my shows. But today especially is not a New Believer Show. This is not a show for people who are playing church, are new to my teachings, are new to this ideal of what we call Christendom. Brothers and sisters, also, if the sound starts to get a little, you know, unbearable, please text me, let me know, so that way I can switch mics and change over and try to see if I can do something to make it a little bit more palatable. But today we want to talk about the lie that everybody's bought into. What lie? Everybody's been sold this lie, and man, you know what? I'm not buying it no more. I don't know. My disposition has changed ever since, you know, June the 30th at 9:30 p.m. when I got the call that my daughter was no longer on this planet. And even with the understanding that I have, it still was a tough pill to swallow. And so I'm no longer operating in lack. I'm no longer operating in limitation. I'm no longer operating in tough times. No longer operating in debt. No longer operating in disease. All the bullshitness that's been pushed down our throat as normal is not for me. So again, this message, you might want to disconnect now. If that's part of your paradigm, if that's part of your mindset, if part of your mindset is the employee mindset, the freaking slave mentality, where you got a master, where you got something that you're supposed to do that is shoved down your throat, that is outside of your ability, you know it's not normal. You know it doesn't. It's not a part of our paradigm. We are designed in your gut. You know that this is not right. In your gut, you just sense and you feel. You may not know the solution, but you know that lack is not a part of our construct. And you cannot tell me, nobody in their right mind can convince me that children should be starving in Africa or no country for that matter. We live on the most abundant planet on the freaking globe, the universe. And we talk about lack as if it's normal. We talk about disease like it's our friend. Disease is not my friend. I don't know about y'all, man. I don't do sick. I ain't got time to be sick. I ain't got time to be walking around freaking going to no doctor and sniffling and crap. I ain't got time for that. I don't have time to play. Life, my brothers and sisters, is meant to be lived exactly like it is in heaven. Source is all knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simple. And it's all benevolent. So this ideal that we've been sold, that death, that disease, that tough times is normal? Like you supposed to be broke? Oh, it's just okay, brother. You're just going, no, man, I don't think so. Not for me. I'm not operating on it. I'm not buying that no more. And it's part and it's time for us to understand that we've been sold a lie. And each and every one of us accepted it. Me too. Well, I'm not accepting it no more. Jesus said, death, where's your sting? Grave, where is your victory? And I don't know about you, but it's time for us to pick up the mantle. Yahushua said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. So I'm about my Father's business. I'm about doing the things that he did. I'm not about hanging out and talking about it. I'm about freaking implementing it. Everybody got knowledge, man. Everybody's learned. We've all been to schools. It's time to apply. It's time to implement it. It's time to get out of operating according to their plan, according to this or harmonious arrangement, according to the dominant culture, according to whoever or whatever you're getting your gnosis from. That's great. That's good. It worked for you for a while. Now, my brothers and sisters, it's time for you and I to operate on a whole nother plan, a whole nother something that has not ever been done before. So we're doing stuff that has never been seen on the earth. Nobody has done it other than Yahushua. And so I don't know if you understand the depth of the statements that I'm making. But the same focus that it takes, you know, I'm amazed at how well oiled this system is. Like when you watch a little kid playing video games, it's amazing. Watch the focus that is required. I was doing a one-on-one with a client this morning, Brother Jibade, and you guys know I will be in Douglasville, Georgia on August the 9th, and I will be doing a seminar myself. Dr. Arlene Spann will be there. Her husband, Dr. Jerome Spann. Reverend Cheryl Williams, and also Candace Johnson, and maybe Jibade Williams as well. I'm not sure. He may be speaking also. That's Cheryl Williams, Reverend Cheryl Williams' son. Jimmy Day is one of my clients that's very successful, has his own business there in Atlanta. And one of the things that he shared with me this morning was he was talking about how, which I have inside of my 2020 Total Awareness Program, and I was telling him, like, wow, dude, like, you already are, you know, you're telling me what I got written down that I'm going to be sharing for the 2020 Total Awareness, which is, again, God sent us this strong delusion so that way we would believe the lie. Now, the lie is a lie. It's still a lie, even though we believe it. Even though we got the illusion of powerlessness. It's an illusion. Even though it's a very effective illusion, and it's a very good illusion, it's still an illusion. But source sent us to us. But remember, again, according to my definition of source, and especially inside of the entire Helios Biblios, is the problem because, again, my definitions are based upon the etymology of the terms. I don't go by the reverend, the doctor, or the bishop. I actually look up the esoteric meaning of words. I research them, and I go to dictionary.com, and I go to, you know, other resources. And I was talking with, I think it was Sister Colette this morning, and we was texting back and forth about the process of breaking down etymology. Most people don't have that process in place. And again, I'm not talking about the process. We'll get to that at another time. But I want to talk about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10, where it tells us that God will send us a stronger delusion. And I need to make sure that you over and understand according to the text. Now, again, if you go outside of the text, if we read it in a different text, we could get a different meaning. But according to this text in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is what I'm talking about today. And without this understanding, brothers and sisters, you have to believe the dominant culture. You have to believe this harmonious arrangement. You have to buy into the prince of the power of the air. The prince ain't got no power. The power is in the air. You're supposed to control the air because a king and a queen trumps a prince. So the prince took your power. He took it from Adam. And he took it from you. I'm just suggesting and recommending that you take your power back. That's what I did. And then you control the air, and you don't let the air control you, because 2 Thessalonians, again, 8, 9, and 10, I'm paraphrasing. Well, actually, let's look this one up. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's start at verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. So this is telling us that something is working, it's a mystery, and it's going to keep working until you take it out of the way. So what is working? I can tell you what's working. It's called fear, doubt, and unbelief. It's called lack. It's called limitations. And it's called tough times. Everybody has it. And we just say, oh, brother, this is part of life. It's not part of my life no more. Source is omnibenevolent. He's always good. So I'm going to be always good. So whatever shit has happened, it's not going to affect my vibration inside my head. Now, that's tough. Excuse me, I had to grab some water. But we got to start somewhere, man. We got to draw the line in the sand. I don't know about y'all. I don't know what y'all are going to do. On June the 3rd, 9:30, I'll draw the line in the sand. F this. I'm out. I'm not playing this game no more. I'm going to be present in the present. I don't know what y'all are doing. I'm going to be present in the present. From now on, talking it is ordering it. Don't talk to me about your problems and your freaking lack and your limitations. I know you got them. I don't. I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. My righteous indignation that you're sensing right now is not directed towards you. It's directed toward me that it took me this mother long to understand what I'm trying to express to you today. Now, if you're not at that place, your June 30th ain't showed up yet, it's okay, boo-boo. You do you. I'm just simply expressing, exposing, expanding. This is for W.E. Rogers, only me, myself, and I. This message is not for nobody. This is my message. I just invited you along to listen. I'm not doing lack no more, man. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing limitations no more. I'm not doing tough times no more. Y'all can have it. I've done mine. I put in my freaking work already, homie. I've done the 3 jobs already. I've been homeless freaking 8 times. I've had 58 freaking jobs. I've started 23 businesses and failed. I ain't doing that no more. So if anybody else want to continue to struggle and continue to hold on and wait for your blessing and all that other bull, y'all do you. I'm not doing that anymore. The mystery don't work on me no more. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Everything that's going on is a freaking lie. But it looks, you got to buy it, right? Because when you go to that pain in your back, it seems real because there's a chemical that sends it that freaking make it real. If you remove the chemical, you don't got no pain. So the pain is in your brain. The pain is not real. But the body makes it real. And that's why I keep saying the body destroys spirituality. The more time you spend in the body, the less spiritual you are. The more you feed the body, the less spiritual you are. The more you hang out in the body, the less spiritual you are. Now, I need my body to drive around, but I am not my body. I just get in it, I drive, and I get up out, and I live in the spirit. I'm a spirit, and I drive a freaking body. So don't get it confused, man. A lot of people, we still in, this is message. My disdain is not toward any individual. It's just toward myself, because I already know all of this stuff. And it should not have taken the time to get to this point of establishing this disposition. Now, everybody else that's doing Groundhog's Day and playing church, boo-boo, y'all continue to do you. But as for me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're not doing lack limitations or tough times no more. There is nobody that's a part of the life management system that has an issue. The only issue you got is you got an employee, you got a slave, you got a master mentality. Because a slave looks for the master to provide his shiznits. An owner provides his own shiznits. Let me say that again. A slave always looks to somebody else to do. You're a single standing column of waveform energy. So am I. Why are you looking for somebody else to do for you what you should be doing for yourself? Everybody is buying into the workings of Satan. But we think it's some evil dude and this and that. You know what Satan is? Satan is your ego. Satan is your brain that tells you the government owes me 40 acres and a mule. Negro, if you don't get your ass up and get a freaking job, or create one for yourself. Government don't owe you nothing. You see, the coming is after the workings. And now this is all part of the 2020 Total Awareness Program that, again, I really shouldn't be sharing with you. But, again, it's not really going to assist you because of the slave mentality. That's why I'm going to Georgia. You know, Georgia was like the last state in the freaking Union to actually get rid of slavery. Now, I'm not from Douglasville, Georgia. I don't know anything about it. But it's interesting because my pastors of the church that I was in, they was from Georgia. And their disposition was interesting, as I know now. There's a Greek word, and I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. Let me see if I can pull it up.
1753. Energeia. Energeia.
Energeia. Where we get the word energy? It's spelled E-N-E-R-G-E-I-A. That word, energeia, means superhuman power. Now, let me say this again real slow. Please look it up for yourself, blueletterbible.org. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Go down to verse 8 and 9. I think, where are we at? It's Strong Concordance number G1753. 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 We are reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the workings. We look at this word workings of Satan. So the workings is what we're breaking down today. Because see, if you don't do the workings, then you got Satan. You got the strong delusion. You got lack. You got limitations. You got tough times. Now, my mental disposition, it doesn't allow me to do that no more. So my mental disposition is going to be a little different. One-on-one shows going to be a little different. It's not going to be the sixth part of me. Yeah. I kind of like, I got his ass tied up in the basement. So I still got it. I'll bring it out when needed. But right now, it's not needed. So I need you to understand my disposition. Because if not, the things I'm about to say is not going to make sense. And the things I got inside the 2020 program, surely not going to make sense, because your spirit has been captured by a device. I was saying, I'm not an electrician, but I understand cathode and anode. And Brother Jibber, he's an electrician. And he was telling me, like, Doc, dude, you don't know what you just saying, man. I'll listen to your shows. I'm an electrician, man. I know how electricity works. And I know why, you know, look at the word D. That means the lower vice. That's like a vice is a way by which we operate. And it's so our spirit, that's why we got cell phones. That's why the video games, I was looking at the attention, the focus. You know, when I watch my little stepson playing the video games and I see how focused and, you know, he's playing and he's really into the game. He's yelling and he's screaming at his friends and stuff and all that. And he's really intense. That same intensity is what is required in life. Be present in the present. But as soon as kids get off the video game, they don't have that same intensity no more because it was lost. All the energy was given to the game, to the device. So now technology is, as I got inside of my book, and as I talk about, I will be breaking down in the 2020 Total Awareness Program. Now, again, I already know this. I already taught it, but now I got a deeper understanding of it because that causes now all of what we call lack, limitations, and tough times. Lack, limitation, and tough times is a result of a lack of focus, discipline, and order. Because we can't, because we've learned to focus on a device instead of focusing on our life. So we can focus on a device, but we cannot focus on our life. It is the inability to be present in the present. And I'm guilty of it too. So this, again, this message is not for anybody. This is just me. And I'm talking to Source and trying to wrap my brain. When something happens in my life, I take ownership of it, homie. I know that nothing happens in my life. Number one, nothing surprises me. And number two, when it happens, I want to make sure that I extrapolate all of the lessons from it. So when June the 30th, 9:30 happened, I sat down and took out pen and paper and said, what's the lesson? And the lesson was be present in the present. Stop talking it because you are ordering it. When you talk about your problems, you are ordering more problems. Broke is temporary. Poverty is permanent. If you're broke, it's just a temporary condition. But if you got a poverty mentality, if you got a slave mentality, if you got an employee mentality, if you walk past a piece of paper in the parking lot at your job and you don't stop and pick it up, that means you're a freaking employee. Yeah, it means that you're just wandering through. You ain't present. You're not engaged. I don't want to hang out with people that's not present and that's not engaged anymore. If you're doing things that are self-destructive to your own life and your own body, you're not engaged. You're not present. You're not conscious. You're oscillating, vibrating after the workings of Satanas. Now, this Greek word that gives us the English word working is actually the word energy, but it's spelled in the Greek, energia. Now, it goes seven layers deep, but for the sake of time, I can't go all seven layers deep. But it simply means superpower. Superhuman power. So while you're in this quote-unquote humanity, you have divinity, just like Yahushua did. Even though Yahushua took off his divinity, he still understood the process of divinity, if we want to use that term. That just simply means you got power that allows you to be efficient. That means you got an operation. That's called a process. Remember that. Everybody has a process. But the process that we are in right now is after something that it should not be. It says that him who's coming is after the working of Satan. Now, that word Satan in the Greek, there's a lot of different words for that dude or that dudette. Now, in this particular scripture, let me break it down for you.
Strong's G, 4567, Satanas. Satanas. Thayer's lexicon.
Shetanas.
Satan. Satan.
Satanas and Shatan. Those are the words. And now we can go deeper. It means one who opposes another in purpose. Do not believe me? Go to blueletterbible.org. Type in Strong Concordance number G, 4567. If you got a purpose and somebody is opposing you with fulfilling your individual purpose, that's Satan. Now, I know you think he's a bad dude out there somewhere. He's a boogerman. He got horns and a red pitchfork and all that other bullshit. Boo-boo, hang on to that. But Satan means adversary. It means someone who opposes the name given to you. Someone who opposes your name. Father, touch the minds of your people. Wow. I'm trying to relax so I don't get too excited. Now, I played, I think I did it on 12 Noon Show. I read the definition of my name. Not even getting into the 12 numbers, Dear Kinnear Report, Life Optimization Chart, all the other stuff I do. Don't even need none of that. Just my name, just my birth name. Nothing else. No blood type, diet, all 700 pages of the Dear Kinnear Report. If you could, you could throw it away. If you only know your first name, in fact, just the first letter of your first name, if I just go with W. Now, what I read yesterday, I'm going to read a little bit of it again. And for anybody that don't have the website that I use, just email me and I'll send it to you. Or you can look up any name and you know a person's entire life, including your own. So my name at birth was changed 3 times. But when my mom finally settled, it went from Edmund, from William, to Willie. Now, the name Willie means most expressive itself, or to express itself. It means you must follow the divine law of love. Now, it's not an option for me. You must have great perseverance. Or I should say, you will have great perseverance, and you hate to give up. Remember I told you guys about that disposition that I got? That bulldog tenacity? Now I know why I got it. Well, I've been doing it. I'm just telling you. So I didn't make it up. It says you are a good mixer. It says you are very charming. You're very magnetic. You're very intuitive. One. Just the first time that word intuitive. Listen to the number of times you hear the word intuitive. It says spirituality is the key to your success. You are intuitive and you might be interested in the art, drama, or science. That's why when I first started in the ministry, I was over the drama department and I wrote plays and I, you know, did everything, start to finish. I built my own curtains. I established my own effects. I had a whole theatrical performance. I had a little mini Hollywood going on inside of the church. I still got videotapes 20 years old from all my plays that I did. And I wrote my own scripts. It wasn't no shit since I read of a book. And I wonder why. Then it goes on saying, you are very intuitive. You have a reservoir of inspired wisdom combined with inherited, notice the word again, the word inherited, inherited analytical ability, which gives you the ability and the rewards, or that it rewards you through your expressions in the area of spiritual leadership, business, analyzation, marketing, artistic visions, scientific research. It allows you the ability to operate on the spiritual side of your individuality, and it can bring you to great heights and drop you off if you neglect your spiritual identity. You are always looking for opportunity to investigate the unknown, to use and to show your mental capacity and your mental abilities, to find the purpose and the meaning of life. You want to grow wise and you want to understand people and you want people to understand you and things. You need privacy to replenish your energy. Let me say it again. You need privacy. People ask me all the time, dude, why you're a lone wolf? Why I don't do crowds and parties and all the other bullshit that everybody else do? Source designed me that way. You have a unique way of thinking. You're very intuitive, reflective, and you absorb information. That's just my first name. So anything that opposes me in my pursuit of that, including myself, is Satan. Now, I can tell you for a fact, the only thing, person, place, or thing that have opposed me has been myself. So who's Satan? Because Satan is the adversary, anything that prevents you from moving in the direction of your goal. If you prevent yourself from moving in the direction of your goal, you must have lack. You must have limitations. You must have tough times. I am not opposing me anymore. I've removed the poverty consciousness. I removing and I have removed the house Negro mentality. Feel Negro too. I'm not on the plantation no more, boo-boo. I's free. And I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself. And we haven't even got to the good part yet. I wish I could just sit here and go through everybody. Now, all this is inside of your Dear Canary report. Everybody. I know I was talking to Jay Money, Brother Jasper. And the reason that I use him as an example, because Brother Jasper always tell me all the time, like, you can use me as an example, man, because it just helps me. That's a very, very intelligent brother. And I remember reading him his name. So anybody, including himself, I've been working with Brother Jasper for 3 years. Well, 3 years should have been done in freaking 3 hours. That's not three, about 3 minutes. So he's on a 3-year journey that takes 3 minutes? Because his name, Jasper, number one, Jasper is a freaking stone that's on the breastplate of righteousness. That means that now the breastplate of righteousness is a cell phone that communicates directly with God. So that's the first problem I got. Because Brother Jasper don't have no problem. But yet Brother Jasper has lack, he has limitations, and he has tough times. Why? He's opposing this. The name Jasper means you are honest, you are benevolent, you are brilliant, and often intuitive, full of high aspirations. You're not no thug, homie. You ain't no bottom dweller or no bottom feeder. You're not an employee. You're a damn owner. So you're opposing yourself. Thus, God will send you limitations, lack in tough times. Then his name goes on to say, you are a leader. So right now, if you're a leader, so if J Money, if you're still following, you know, whatever you're following, boo-boo, you are the devil in your own life. There is no devil. You the devil. So that, we're all looking for the devil out there. Anything that opposes you from being you is the devil, according to the definition of the word we just read. So if Brother Jasper is the leader and he's been a follower, he's been the devil to himself. Now, I know he's praying and he believes in God. He goes to see the Reverend like the bishop. They slap oil on his forehead and he passes out and kicks and screams. I'm just being fictitious. I know he probably don't do that. But if he did, that shit ain't going to help. Waste of time. You are a leader. Then it says, especially for a cause. Sometimes you do not care to finish what you start. So if you start a lot of stuff, pass it on to somebody else. That's part of your design. Create, pass it on. Create, pass it on. You're not designed to finish everything that you create, homie. And then it says, you may leave details to others. You can do very well in the position of authority. And you prosper in a position of intellect and professional fields. You are bold, independent, and inquisitive, and you enjoy and you're interested in research. That's why we connect. And then he goes on and on and on and explaining the name. That's just the first name. Now, we're supposed to do that for the first name, your middle name, and your last name. All of this is a part of your purpose. A lot of people we get is so much information because you're so powerful, because you can operate on so many levels that everybody get confused and they be walking around and like, okay, Brother Will, I'm confused, brother. Like, which part of me do I implement? Boo-boo, just pick one part. You're so powerful, man, you can do anything. So Brother Jasper can walk around in Groundhog Day for another 3 years, or he can just pick a part of himself and be that. Just start. Because God, who we get ready to break down, is sending you into Groundhog's Day because you keep refusing to be you. So anyone who opposes anyone in the pursuit of their purpose, and then it says the name given to you. Please look that up. Do not believe me. Go to blueletterbible.org or Bible Gateway or Bible eSword and look it up in your strong concordance. Now, we haven't even got to the good part yet. So we broke down two words. We introduced two words, working and Satan. With all power, that I wish I could break that one down, but that would be about 3 hours. The word power means dunamis. That's where I get my power from. See, I have dunamis. That's bulldog tenacity. That means you don't accept lack. When lack shows up, you say no. You don't accept limitation, no. You don't accept tough times, no. You don't accept death, no. You don't accept disease, the way we do it. You accept transition, but you don't accept death. So I'm not accepting it no more. I'm not accepting none of those things. Lack, limitation, tough times, disease, death, all that. I'm not doing that no more. Now, how am I going to do it? I'm going to break down F-E-E-P equals I. We'll break that down at the end. Dunamis, the word dunamis, this is, again, now the enemy, when you don't do you, you get power not to be you. When you do not be you, you empower the dark side of you to keep you in Groundhog's Day. So you are creating your own lack. You are creating your own limitation. You are creating your own tough times. You are creating your own death. You are creating your own disease. You, boo, nobody else. How you doing it, though? Dunamis. The word dunamis, because remember, you got superhuman ability. Dunamis is the strength or the power. It means inherent power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. So it is the power and the influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Let me say that again. It is the power and the influences that belongs to riches and wealth. Let me say that one more time. It is the power and the influences that belongs to a positive prosperity consciousness. And check out what the rest of the definition says. Power and resources arising from numbers. Strong concordance number. Look it up for yourself. Remember, don't believe me. Look this up for yourself. Strong concordance number G1411. Why do I do numbers? Money and wealth only follows order. This power and the resources, the substance of the number, it arises from numbers. It is the ability, again, to bring about information. The word information keeps you in formation. Let me say that again. Information creates formation. In the military, they would call us, attend, hood. And we all knew to get information. Formation, we use in a straight line. That means everybody was in order. So your information creates formation. But the information comes from what? The numbers. So dunamis power arises from the numbers. No numbers, no power. No power, no riches, no wealth, according to the definition. Now, if the definition is flawed, okay, that's another study for another time. But according to the Greek that we just looked up, G1411, that word dunamis. Now, remember, so Shackles, Satanas, that we just looked up, he's using your numbers against you. Because the opposite of wealth and riches is what? Lack, limitations, death, disease, and tough times. But guess what the definition, the scripture says, 2:9, it continues. It says he's doing all this, the workings of Satan with our power and signs and lying wonders. So all of this power, all of the dark side is a lie. But you are buying into it because you, as we get ready to break down, is accepting it. Now, this word lie in the Greek, we got to look this one up too.
Strong's G5579. Pseudos.
Wow. That word pseudos is where we get the word psycho. It's spelled P-S-Y-U-D-O-S. Pseudos. Where we get the word psycho. That's why psychosis. That means circle. That's why you're in Groundhog's Day. Groundhog's Day, you're going around in circles. You're taking 3 years to do a three-minute job. And you know what that means? It means a lie. It means conscience and intentional falsehood. It means whatever is not what it seems to be. Perverse, deceitful precepts. Lack, limitations, death, and disease is a lie. It is a conscious and intentional falsehood that is perpetrated by Satanas, which we just broke down, which just simply means anybody that opposes your purpose. And I don't know. So, number one, you probably don't even know your purpose. Number two, who's opposing your purpose? It's not your mama. It's not your daddy. Shit, they don't even know it. It's you. So there is no devil except the one in your head. And what is the one? What is the devil? Poverty. What is poverty? Poverty is the absence of something needed. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is the absence of a thing. Poverty is the absence of purpose. That's the problem. So you got a strong delusion because you don't know your purpose to have lack, to have limitations, to have, again, sickness and disease and death, all because you don't know that you're supposed to live. As it says in Hosea chapter 6, verse 5, my people perish for lack of knowing their purpose. So lying wonders. So that word wonders is a very interesting word. Again, just to mention it briefly, it means performed by anyone. So lies can be performed by anybody. Anybody can be a lie. It means omen, and it means prodigy. It also means genitive, G-E-N-I-T-I-V-E. That's what that word, lying wonders. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening into your life. So it's like, wow, that's amazing. You're trying to figure out. It means a potent miracle performed by somebody. So the dark side can do a lot of bad stuff. And we're like, wow, how did they, you know, lack limitations, death, disease, tough times? You are performing all of that. And the way that you perform it is by not moving forward in your purpose, because most of us don't even know what our purpose is. And then we get to the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, and all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So all of the lies, all the lack, all the limitations, all the debt, all the disease, all the tough times is because we have bought into the deceivableness of unrighteousness that causes us to perish, because we receive not the love of the truth that we might be saved. So we might want to know what the love, as I've been saying for 20 years, of the truth is, so that way we can remove the lie that, again, creates this thing that we call perishableness. So we perish because of deceivableness. Now, this deceivableness means the word deceit. And remember yesterday's show, I broke down again, you must be able to have your perception established properly, so that way that leads to inception, because that destroys deception. No, if you do not have the proper perception, which we don't have, what is your proper perception? Mine, I just read, it's in my first name. I can go all my other numbers, but all my other numbers verify what's inside of my name. So I can continue to talk. I can continue to research. I can continue to ask questions. I could be, you know, like we're doing one-on-ones when I talk to Brother Jasper, and I could just continue to talk about the problem. But now I know, as of June the 30th, talking about it is ordering it. So I'm not talking about it no more. So y'all can talk about y'all problems. I don't have any. See, being broke is just a temporary condition. But a poverty consciousness is permanent condition. It's the inability to understand, brothers and sisters, never accept anything less than God's best. Period. It's unacceptable. For me. For me, myself, and I, I'm never accepting anything less than God's best. Never. I'm always in a state of praying without ceasing. Because I understand that most people have faith in the system, but they don't got faith in themselves. Why should I expect more? Because it's my freaking birthright. But I don't know. That's a flawed perception. We got a perception. Your image is flawed, as I keep saying. Like I said on Sunday morning. I got a lot of flack for that message on Sunday morning. If you don't see yourself as God, you got a flawed perception. Now, I don't know, other than myself, I don't know anybody that has that concept. I recommend everybody get it some kind of way. But why? That destroys, because again, remember, your perception is your reality, not mine. But your perception establishes your inception. Perception is acquired. Inception is implemented. That destroys deception, which it means to deceive, which means to lower your seed. So deceivableness of what? Well, the next word is unrighteousness. The word unrighteousness, again, we're just going through this really quickly because we don't have time to break those down. It just simply means unrighteousness. It means a deed violation. As somebody who worked in deed restrictions and architectural control, I understand a deed violation. So a deed is an agreed upon law. So unrighteousness means that you are violating an agreed upon law. What is the agreed upon law that everybody is violating right now? The agreed upon law that everybody is violating right now is what is called the law of have. The Bible says we all have something. This is a law. And everybody, not everybody, but most people that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are knowingly or unknowingly violating this law. And when I say violating the law, this is extremely important, because this is what, you know, we call poverty, or what I call poverty consciousness and prosperity consciousness. The church age took on a bad rap, or took a bad rap for this, and rightfully so, because they didn't explain it. Like when I went to, you know, like all the prosperity gospel teachers, they just talked about stuff. They never talked about purpose. So they didn't explain this formula that I'm about to give you. And it is, again, regardless of the goal, it breaks down to the road. Let's just take the first part of the formula, which is F represents finance. We could put the F or we can put the W, because both of those letters are the same letters. W, G, E, P. That is the formula that, or the law that we're all vibrating or violating. That law is basically what I call an ownership mentality. We are violating the law. That law, again, is the law of oneness. You're violating the law. So we are all violating universal spiritual law, but we don't know. Therefore, by law, the word unrighteousness means if you expect something without giving something, you're violating universal spiritual law. And your expectations must meet your giving. Otherwise, according to the word unrighteousness, so deceivable unrighteousness means that you want something for nothing. That's the ingredient for lack, limitations, death, disease, tough times. So let me get this right. So you want health, but you don't want to do the things that's required for health. Okay, you get lack or you get disease. Okay, let me get this right. So you want to be a millionaire, but you don't want to do what millionaires do. You just want to me to give you a million, or you want somebody to give you. You want to put in. You don't want to give, and it shall be given. You don't want to do that. Whatever degree that you give. So we're violating universal spiritual law. That's unrighteousness. Unrighteousness means you're expecting something for nothing. That's Groundhog's Day. If you're in Groundhog's Day right now, your expectations are flawed. You expect somebody to do something for you that you should be doing for your mother, beep self. Deceivableness of unrighteousness. In them that perish. So I already know anybody that is descending instead of ascending, anybody that is experiencing lack, anybody that is experiencing limitation, anybody that is experiencing tough times, boo-boo, your tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. What does that mean? You're expecting something. You do not understand the law of equivalent exchange. The law of equivalent exchange states you must give something of equal value to receive something back. You must give something of energy to receive something in physicality. So if you put in a little energy, boo-boo, you're going to get a little value. But if you put in a lot of energy, you get back a lot of value. So don't be walking around and mad and pissed off because you got two nickels. Because you put in, you know, two joules of energy. Now, let me make sure you understand, because everybody I know pretty much believe, especially from a traditional Christian perspective, that it's the white man, the black man, the blue man, somebody's fault that they are perishing. But it's because of deceivableness and unrighteousness. You are deceived into thinking that if you break God's law of sowing and reaping, or ownership, or prosperity, or sonship, inheritance, if you break that law, this is what you get. There's a Greek word that breaks this down.
622, apolomy. Apollo me.
Apollo me. It's like Apollyon in the book of Revelations. Apollo me means perish. The word Apollo me means to put out of the way entirely. It means to put an end. It means to ruin. It means to render useless. It means to kill. It means to declare that one must be put to death. It means to devote or to give over to eternal misery. It means to lose. I'm not doing that no more. I'm not losing no more. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not losing. Because I know the cause of loss. The cause of loss is not pursuing purpose. Now, that's going to be some person, place, or thing that's going to tell you, especially if you're six, boo-boo, come over here and help me fulfill my dream. Even though it ain't got nothing to do with your dream. Then you can get to your dream later. That's Lucifer himself or herself. Because the only way that this law, where you can experience lack in any area, the only way you can experience limitations in any area, the only way that you can experience quote-unquote tough times in any area is that you do not understand that as you sow, so shall you reap. You sow not, you reap not. Since you are not being present in your present, God gave me a present. His present was he gave me attributes and characteristics. He gave me a gift. So if I'm not present in my present, Lucifer. But I'm Lucifer because there is no Lucifer. It's Lucifer. I'm it. Because I'm supposed to be present. Source says you're my son. I've inherited. I just read my name. Did you hear all those great attributes and characteristics just in my name? Well, your name is better than mine. So I got all of these. I just read Brother Jasper's name. So why in the hell would that dude do anything else other than that? He's a leader. He's an authority figure. He likes to make great decisions. Why would he go work for somebody else? And why would you do that? So since you refuse to operate a car, since you refuse to sow, you can't reap. So the question is, what do you sow? Purpose. Be present in the present with your purpose. So the first letter is, let's say we go through each one of the modules. We can use wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship. Let's say wealth. So you use wealth, then we got the letter G. What is the letter G? The G represents gold. So the first letter in this formula, if we want to use that word, by which to get out of Groundhog's Day, in order to get out of lack, limitations, death, disease, and tough times. I don't know about y'all. I'm not doing that no more. Okay, but the way that sounds great. You can say you ain't going to do it, but how are you going to not do it? Okay, let's go to the scripture first. Disableness and unrighteous in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So the only way to get quote-unquote saved is if you, again, based on the word perish, which basically means death, is that number one? You got to receive. Now, I got to break that down because that's a problem. Because everybody I know, they got a hoop jumping technique. So the word receive. Dachomai. So the Greek dachomai is the English word receive. That means to take hold. It means to pick it up. It means you pick it up. Let me say it again. The word receive means to take upon one's self. What does that mean? Okay, you do exactly what I did. What did I do? I am Master Teacher 33. Who did you ask? Nobody. I picked it up. My mother, beep self. You should do the same. Right now, you're waiting for somebody to approve you. Boo-boo, let me give you a thumbs up. You already approved by source. You don't need no more degrees. You don't need this, that, or the other. All of that's just designed to keep you from operating in your shine. That means the word receive simply means you just decided, okay, I'm going to pick that up for myself. It means to sustain, to embear, to endure. It means to receive, to give, to grant. It means to learn. That's the word receive. So if you can do any of those things, none of those things, I'm not going to go down that word, but none of those things has to do with some of the things that we all do. So the question would be, why are we doing them? Well, we don't know. So all you got to do is just decide, okay? Boom. Decide what? The love of the truth. Because we have not received, that means we have not decided, number one, love. Everybody know what that means, right? Agape. We've talked about that many times before. I don't have to break that word down. So you got to make a decide. The word agape means goodwill. It means benevolent. Remember, source is omnibenevolent. So the word agape means benevolent. Where we get the word charity, I like the word compassion more. than the word love. Because love is just abused. The word compassion, again, has that word compass in it. And the word compass simply has to do with, again, direction. It has to do with a guide. It's a guidance system. It tells you which way to go. Do I go left or do I go right? Okay, what are you compassionate about? What do you love? Love what you be. Love who you be. Love what you do. Love what you have. Love. So number one, you got to have that. Okay, that's a big problem. Because, Doc, I'm doing something I don't love. I'm just doing it for the money. Okay, you're violating universal spiritual law. Therefore, by law, you must have lack. You must have limitations. You must have death. You must have disease. You must have tough times. Why? You're not in love. Your toes are not curled. So if you're engaging in non-toe curling activity, you're gonna have a non-toe curling result. Whose fault is it though? It's our own. So the first thing is, okay, we got to engage in toe curling activity, but those toe curling activities must be of the truth, since we do not have the love of the truth. So that is the love. It's not a love. It is the love. That simply means there's something that you really, really love. You should be that. For me, it's in my name. What you love is inside of your name. I've done thousands and thousands of these. I've never done one where somebody did not love the attributes and characteristics of their name. Next is truth. So aletheia is the one that I've been saying for eons. I've been talking about this word. Wow. Which is the foundation of everything I do. That word is objectivity. It means any matter under consideration. So the word truth means to love what is under consideration. And one thing that my daughter Shamora taught me before she transitioned and moved on is consideration. Now, this is where I'm from. Yeah, where I was raised, consideration was not part of the equation, especially if you was a youngster. Nobody really gave a damn about what you thought. You were supposed to be seen, not heard. So consideration was not in my repertoire. But my daughter Shamora was interesting. Unlike my other children, Shamora wasn't one that was easily punked. We'll put it that way. She had the ability to give careful thought, meditation, and deliberation to something. Thoughtful, empathic, and sympathetic regard. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Since you do not have this, not you personally, but you know, people, you know. Most people don't have, the word consideration is an act, that means process, by the way, of considering. That means careful mulling over. It means give careful thought, meditation, deliberation, reflection. And it should be empathetic and sympathetic. It should be, you should consider. And that's the one thing that Shamora had more than any person that I know. Well, that girl was very considerate of not only other people, but I mean primarily of other people, more so than herself. The word consideration means beholding or looking at, keeping in mind. Wow. Father, touch the minds of your people. Why does lack, limitations, death, disease, and tough times exist? Because you are not beholding, looking at, keeping in your mind your God-given design. Period. That is the only reason you are in Groundhog's Day. I remember H101, I was talking, I would do with Brother Jasper, and I talked to him about where he's at and what he's doing and what he's always in another city because, you know, he's over the road driving. And he's always at a different thing and doing a different thing in a different place. And I would notice him because I wouldn't see his number call in on the shows, or I would ask him, hey, man, you get a chance to listen to the show today? No, bro, you know, I was out driving, had to load, had to unload this, had to unload that. Have you ever stopped? Has anybody ever wondered and asked why? Or, you know, why do I do a show every day? Mostly, now remember, for the first 5 years, I did three shows a day. Three one-hour shows a day. On three, I still got the other two Blog Talk channels. One is on the Theocentric Nutrition. The other is on the Wealth Creation. And then I got this Blog Talk channel. I had three Blog Talk channels. I don't even promote the other two. I don't know how many hours. They deleted it because they said that either you got to upgrade this account or we're going to delete the content. And I had plans on upgrading the account or just downloading the content onto my computer or server, but it was so much content. I already got bags of USBs. I got a garage, two storage facilities full of boxes, full of stuff. Just too much downloads. And so they deleted 2-3 years worth of content on wealth and Theocentric Nutrition. Gone. And people ask me, man, why you? Y'all, like, people think I do shows to be seen and to be heard. People don't know that I do the shows to keep my mind immersed in my design. That is the source of all my power. I shouldn't tell you, but I'm going to tell you. My prosperity consciousness, if you want to use the word, I know y'all don't like the word prosperity, so let's use the word, you know, Christ consciousness. That's the name of the first, you know, 501 that I started, Christ consciousness. Now I've since upgraded that name to give me a deeper, or to get a deeper understanding of what, you know, consciousness is all about, because the word Christ, again, has been misused so many times. But I do this so I can always be in a considerate state of contemplation and reflection of all of the attributes and characteristics that I read inside of my name. The only difference between me and you is that, and I do that, and I've been doing that, but in the early part of my life, I didn't. That's why I had lack, limitations, death, disease, and tough times. That's why now I don't have no lack, I don't have no limitations, I don't have no death, I don't have no disease, and I don't have no tough times. So every day when I was talking with Shamora, we read 2 Timothy. It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Because I knew the battle was in her mind. And like I told you guys yesterday, the conversations that we had were about not her mind, but her vehicle and her body. And my mind is great, Daddy, but the vehicle I'm driving, it just stops on the side of the road sometimes. It don't want to start. I don't like my vehicle. I want a new vehicle. I like my design, but I need a new vehicle to drive. So I understand what she was saying. Those are called words of withdrawal. So now if you don't understand that, however, you're going to suffer the other side. Because remember, where purpose is not known, abuse, lack of understanding is inevitable. That's what we call lack, limitations, death, poverty, you know, fear, doubt, unbelief, all of these other problems that we have. So in my formula, I have a word, I have an acronym. I use the W, I use an H, I use a W, or I use an R for wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And I just plug one of them in, and then I make a goal. So I have a W, and then I have a G. The W is for wealth. The G is for a goal. Now, a goal is just a specific point, because the universe only responds to specific points. It doesn't start. The universe is already in a wave state, but you need to solidify the wave into a particle, according to physics. And the only way to bring a particle is to have, again, a definite chief aim. You got to have a specific point that you want the wave to crystallize at or materialize. So if you don't have a specific point, then the wealth goal will never materialize. So mine was 1 million. So I got wealth, the W. I got the goal, the G. The next word is E, and that is the word for energy. Energy for me also is the word expenses. So that is my cost. What am I willing to give for the above? If you don't have this in place in your life, I don't know what you're going to do, boo-boo. Now, you can come up with other, there's other formulas, other gurus, got other shiznits that I don't know about them. But because, again, everybody's a single-standing kind of waveform energy. You got to get your own. This is my system that works for me since I was 13. So since it's been working, I'm not interested in changing it. Now I'm just taking it to another level. Why? I'm getting rid of that sixth part of me that, again, holds me captive. So that way I don't be me. Because remember, the devil is anything that prevents you from being you. Now, the only thing that's preventing you from being the true you is you. Now, you're gonna blame it. I already know you're gonna say, well, Brother Will, if it wasn't for, you know, blank, if it wasn't for blank, if it wasn't, I already did that. So I said, okay, if it wasn't for my wife, man, I could ball. So I got a new one. Okay, still a problem. Oh, these kids, man, these badass kids. Went for these kids. That didn't work either. Okay, if it wasn't for this job, okay, I did that. That didn't work either. Oh, wrong business. So I did 23 different businesses. Okay, that didn't work either. It was all mental. God hid himself in the one place he knew you would never look. Inside your own head. Well, the devil's in there too. Because he knew you would never look in there either. So when you go in there, you're going to meet two dispositions. One's God or good. The other one's the devil or bad. One's taking you towards your destiny, ascend. The other one's taking you away, descend. Everybody on this call, you are either ascending or descending every second of every moment of every day. Every decision you make is moving you in the direction of your goal or it's taking you away. So I was talking to Brother Jasper, and he's telling me that his choices and the decisions that he's making, and he's an eight, that means that he knows because God put it inside of him to make good choices and good decisions. So I know that he's consciously, voluntarily making decisions to descend because he does not want to ascend. Now, he's going to blame me or blame somebody else, but when he look in the mirror at night, his conscience is going to tell him, no, boo-boo, it's you. The word consideration at the base, at the core, when you break it all the way down, if you go to dictionary.com, go down very, very, they changed the order. Man, they threw me for a loop. I don't know if y'all noticed, but dictionary.com now, they put word origin and history all the way. They put a bunch of advertisements and other stuff. And I went down and I went down. I'm like, oh, man, these knuckleheads, they took off one of my greatest tools that I use for etymology. They took away word origin and history. Because at the top, they just have word origin, but they don't have the history that takes you back to how they got the word origin. But then if you go all the way down, 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 past the advertisement, bam, the word consideration, it goes and it goes to the Greek, it goes into the Latin, it goes into the French, and it has all the Greek, the Latin, and it has the word consideration, contemplation, reflection. It says noun from past particles, stem from the word considerat, it goes to the German, and then it has this word, see, consider. It says taking into account. And then the next word, the base that goes all the way back, the last thing it says, something given in payment. The last thing at the very bottom, all the way at the bottom of the page, after all the words, all of the definitions, and none of the other definitions say the true etymology of the word. So nobody gets it because they stop. Nobody digs. Nobody goes no seven layers deep. This is your payment, homie. This is why you have lack. You haven't earned success. The word consideration is the payment that you give to receive the life that you live. Aletheia means payment. Oh, you paying in time and your energy and your money? Shit, this don't work, homie. The only way you have prosperity is you have aletheia. That ain't taught in no church in America. Payment, brothers and sisters. You giving the payment, but it's the wrong method. I can't go to Mexico and give no dollars. They accept pesos. You can't go to heaven and give money. You cannot expect anything from source unless you give back to source consideration. And the word consideration means you taking into account your design and you giving it back to source so that way you can shine. And right now, boo-boo, you are giving the wrong medium of exchange. You have no aletheia. That is the only reason why Negroes perish according to the scriptures. Now, I don't know nobody that's a diet that, now, again, you can get this for me. I haven't even started discussing. The stuff that I'm going to be talking about in 2020 in the new program, oh, man. It's like that. That's why I'm charging 20 grand. That's why you can get in now for five. Because what I'm sharing is like, it's like we're doing this, except with like, there's only about seven words. But these seven words are found in everywhere. They're in the seven Hermetic laws, by the way. They're in the 22 laws of Maat. They are in Mother Russia, because Maat actually means M-A-A-T, actually means M-A-T. M-A-T actually means Maat, a mother. That's why y'all think they call Mother Russia mother. Now, it's going to be tough for black folks, but it's part of the dominant culture system. Because I told y'all, I've been telling y'all, the jinns were fire beings. They weren't carbon-based beings. Now, I'm going to tell my secret that's just, again, in the 2020 program that I'm only going to share with again, the small group of people that's in the position to be able to take advantage of it. I said I would never share this in public. I'm going to share it, man. And most people are going to miss it anyway. I was, you know, watermelons. People ask me, Doc, why you watermelons? Why watermelons? Why any of melons, man? I even heard one dude, Caucasian dude, telling me, yeah, watermelons is not that good for you. You know, you really shouldn't eat watermelons. You know, it's, you know, sugar in it, and it raises, you know, if you're diabetic, they tell diabetics don't eat watermelons. y'all do know the word Dahuti. First of all, look at the word watermelon. The word water, the body is made up of 80% water. Melon is code for melanin. Watermelon activates melanin. Why do you think black folks always eat watermelon? They don't know why. Why do you think I do a watermelon detox? Now, everybody got melanin, but primary, the watermelon is red on the inside, blood. It's green on the outside, hue. What is green? What is green? Green, Hulk is green. Green is used for the dominant culture to hide black. So watermelon is just it's the activation. It is the super activating power, basically, for melanin beings, because the word melon means melanin. So it's watermelon. That's how watermelon is. And when every time you eat watermelon, you're activating your melanin, because it's right there in the word, melon, melanin. But it's just not for green people. It just benefits green, because remember, the Hulk is green. Every time they, the dominant culture, whoever they are, they don't want to let you know your royalty, so they make that again. Look at all of the superheroes that are green. What about Green Hornet? What about Green Lantern? Green means emerald green, dark green, hunter green. That means black. So watermelon, that's why black folks like watermelons. They don't even know why. You're automatically drawn to it because you're the vibrational equivalent of it. But we don't, I mean, that's just one example of the stuff that we're going to be talking about in the total awareness system. So in total awareness system, I'm giving total awareness, all the stuff that I know that I will never tell in public. Because number one, people ain't gave nothing to receive it. And number two, Everybody who just heard me, what to say, I guarantee you, you're not going to do nothing with it. I mean, not you, but, you know, people you know. I got family members who I've told this. I know people right now that are, you know, oh, man, well, I'm not going to even go there. This word, we got the W and we got the G. We got the W-G-E. Now we got to go to the next letter, the P. Y'all writing this down? Hope y'all writing this down. We got W. Now, remember, the W, for the first letter, I like acronyms. The W could also be an H for health. It could also be another W for wisdom. It also could be an R for relationship, depending on which module you're working on or which part of your life you want to basically connect back with source. Next, you got to have a goal. And I got to tell you, my goal was $1 million. So now I got to put in $1 million worth of energy every second of every day in order for me to achieve the goal. Now, the problem is, what do I get the E from? Okay, let's go to the next letter. That's the P. Now, everybody already know the P. The P is the purpose that gives you the process. So yeah, I got to have a process in place that supplies me with the energy to basically pursue my goal to accomplish, again, my wealth. So the P is for purpose. Why? Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. I mean, you cast off restraint. So purpose is the thing that gives me my goal. Purpose. And under open understanding my purpose, my brothers, under open understanding my purpose and your purpose, not mine, but each and everybody on this call, we all have a purpose. Your job, my brothers, your job, my sisters, is to operate and vibrate inside of your purpose. Because your purpose contains those seven P's. Purpose contains principles that you live by. Purpose contains a process. Purpose contains your product. Purpose contains your profit. Purpose contains your prosperity. And purpose contains your peace. Those are the seven P's of purpose. So that letter P in my formula to remove lack, limits, death, disease, and tough times, P, most important. Because when you take those four letters, the W, the G, the E, and the P, that equals something. And the thing that equals, when we break it all the way down, that gives us what everybody's interested in, the IMRs. I'm just going to put the letter I. The letter I stands for immediate measurable results. So the only reason that you don't have immediate measurable results right now, today, is there is no wealth goal that has the energy or the expenses. Remember, energy and expenses, that means cost of goods. What is it going to cost you to reach that goal? What is it going to cost? What can I give that allows me to create $1 million to reach that goal? So if I don't, if I'm a janitor and I'm giving my 8 hours a day and I want to be a millionaire and they're paying me $12 an hour because what I'm giving, anyone can give. That means it's not a specialized skill set and it's surely not my purpose, but I read my name. So the E, I get my energy from the attributes and characteristics of my name, which is again the next letter, which is purpose. Purpose is your name and all of the attributes and characteristics that comes with that name. So that next letter could be P, could be N, again, whatever way for you to memorize this formula. You want to the last letter, the I, also could be income. That's another way of income. Everybody wants income. That's money. That's the end result. For me, I think about IMR. But that's not an acronym. So we got the letter W, G, E, P equals IMR, immediate measurable results. That's the formula. Wealth, goals, energy, and purpose gives you income, the result, or immediate measurable results. So if that, again, the word consideration, something given for payment or in payment, something given in payment. That's very, very important because you will not find that definition. I've never, ever heard that definition for the word truth. Truth is not something that you get. Truth is something you give. So according to that definition that's inside of your Bible, that is the only way to get saved. So salvation is not something that you, again, get. So, that's the last word that we want to cover tonight, and we're done. Because it said that we perish because we have not received. Why do we perish? Number one, we have not received. That again, that means you just decide today. You just make a decision right now. I'm going to be wealthy. Okay, boom, that's it. Once you make the decision, I'm going to be wealthy. How am I going to be wealthy? Love. What is love? Agape. What is agape? Again, it goes way past brotherly love. It gets more into compass or compassion. So you got to have that. That is a direction. Okay, direction. How do I get directions? How am I going to go? Truth. What is truth? Payment. What is the payment? What are you going to give? consideration. What is consideration? Consideration of what? Consideration of what you have, because you got to give, because everything is about giving. That's how you prime the pump. But everybody tell me, I ain't got nothing to give, doc. I ain't got nothing to give, man. I ain't got nothing to give. Okay, you give what you received. What did I receive? My name. So you give your name, and you give your date of birth, and you give your blood type. You give all the attributes and characteristics that I gave you inside of your life management system that God gave me. They helped me get out of Groundhog's Day. They helped me get out of lack, limitations, death, disease, and tough times. I gave. And then it says, if you do that, if you give what you have, give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is measured back to you. But then it said, the person who has not, it said, to him that has, more shall be given. And the person that has not, the least, the what he does have, is taken from him. So if you don't give your purpose, you lose it. You forget it, and you go get a job. So that's why, and if you do that, guess what? You can't get saved. And the word saved, according to the, again, and let's actually pull that one up, we'll close out today's message with the last word, which, again, totally, I've never heard taught nowhere. This word, that's very important for your understanding.
4982. Sozo. Sozo.
As I've been saying for 20 years, sozo. So the Greek word sozo, as I've been saying, it means to rescue from danger or to our destruction. It means to save a suffering one from perishing. Because remember, we said earlier that if perishing means lack, limitation, death, disease, and tough times. So if you get the love of the truth, that keeps you from lack, limitation, death, disease, and tough times. And the word also means, okay, to rescue from suffering, from perishing, to preserve one from danger of our suffering. Sozo. Now, down at the bottom, which is what I talk about all the time, when you continue to read through the entire definition of that word, you get into the word deliver or to protect, to save, and it has from self. Very interesting. Sozo. S-O-Z-O. To deliver or to protect, to heal, preserve, save from self. So who's the devil? Self. Now, I'm not saying that there's not another one. Could be. I don't know. There may be another one out there somewhere. But all I know, the one that I'm fighting, he's in my head. I'm not worried about no ghosts and no goblins. That's why I don't know fear. So when I walk through the valley of death, and I fear no fear, because the only fear is me. So y'all go to a graveyard and you're afraid. Why? And they're not there but you. So it's this ability to understand what is the causality of your reality, your perception. Let me say it again. What is the causality of your reality, your perception? Wrong perception, wrong reality. We got a perception, and in our perception, everybody says it is totally normal for somebody to have money and somebody to have not. No, that's not normal. Everybody should have money. Poverty is a sin. Why is poverty a sin? Because poverty means that you're living without your lot, your share, your destiny. That's why it's a sin. Lack is a sin. Sickness is a sin. Limitations is a sin. Death is a sin. Tough times is a sin. Because what you're saying is you got a flawed perception of your reality. What does that mean? Your perception. What is your perception? Your perception is your self-image, how you see yourself. So since you don't see yourself as one with source, you cannot be one with source. So anything that's not one with all knowing, all power, all present, all simple, all loving, well, okay, that's the opposite. That means that, yeah, you will have lack. So the difference between a prosperity consciousness and a poverty consciousness is the difference between an employee mindset and an owner mindset. An owner is somebody who has their own plan. An employee is somebody that has somebody else's plan. Now, you're both going to get somewhere, but the employee, you helping me fulfill my plan. An owner, they fulfilling their own plan. Now, can there be a group of owners all working together to fulfill a plan? Absolutely, because everybody's plan is coherent. It means that we're going in the same direction. So if I'm going to, you know, Alaska and you going to Alaska, and we got 15 other people going to Alaska, okay, we're going to hold Alaska together. Because why? We all got the same goal. We all got the same energy, but we all got different purpose. I'm going to Alaska to visit somebody. You're going to Alaska to fish. Somebody else is going to Alaska to check out the wildlife. Somebody else is going to Alaska to hang out with the Eskimos. Somebody else is going to Alaska to go picket at the abortion clinic. Somebody else is going. Everybody may be going to Alaska for a different purpose, but we got the same destination. That is an organization that is unstoppable. When you got a bunch of individual owners and no employees, because then everybody has the same disposition, which is what? If it is to be, it's up to me. If I walk through a company and I'm not the janitor, but I see the trash, that company is a reflection of me, so I'm going to stop and pick it up. If the mirror is smeared in the bathroom, I'm going to clean it off because I'm an owner. The problem is there's a bunch of employees and not enough owners. Brothers and sisters, it's my prayer that you change your disposition to become one with Source, and you have the Creator's disposition. We all are creators. We are assets, not liabilities. If you do not become an asset creator, God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe Akruman, the lie. So tomorrow we'll continue with part two of this as we break down the main verse that I didn't get a chance to get to, which is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send ye them a strong delusion, so that way they will believe the lie. But this is the honor and privilege, as always, to break bread with you. God bless you. Again, you have the name written. That's the entire word of God. May the Son, the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you, because it would never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will think about a body. I will see you.
Yeah, we been sold out. Yeah, why the hell you think we show out? Yeah, they stole our knowledge and our culture. Yeah, so I've been sitting here to regrow. Yeah, yeah, I came to kill the game for money and the fame. I ain't here to entertain. I'm here to break the cage, make a feel the race. Came to kill the game for money and the fame. Inside of a cage that they built inside of your mind. Now it's time to flip the damn page and pull your soul up out of your spine. Today you gotta awaken, see yourself as something divine. We gave them all of our knowledge, but they hate it cause it's too honest. They just use it just to abolish us. Take it back and just polish up. I hope you getting the message, man. I do it for my ancestors, man. Pull up twice and invest the plan, cause they put a knife in our blessed land. Now they go for the Mexican, but they killing all of the blacks again. Every day's a new massacre. You don't know you're ambassador. Mop floors with top sword. You's a queen and you not a whore. You a king, go grab your sword. Off with the head, they walking dead. This devil skin, we must shed. Heal the wounds cause we have bled. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We been sold out. Yeah. Why the hell you think we show out? Yeah. They stole our knowledge and our culture. Yeah. So I've been sitting here to regrow. Yeah. Down the Vatican, we don't pray to no mannequin, and the world is ran by the maddest men, about to slay the world through anatomy. You should get with this strategy, and you should join my academy. Shine my light cause I'm from the heights, flying straight past the stratosphere. Life ain't nada cause it's atmosphere, so I'm flying straight past the atmosphere. Top gun like a jet again, play the game, I'm a veteran. Been looking around for some better men, stop settling for your compromise. Stop battling all these stupid lies, cause you the God and you the God. A piece, take the whole pie. Yeah. Stop playing around with these dead tribes. Move along and get untied from the some who has fun life. Why the hell you think we're not winning? Yeah. We the ones that had it from
beginning. Now they wanna put us all to slaughter. Using all the same shit that we didn't give them. Take your power back, better take your power back. Make it great, never late, make them fall that. All up in the DNA any moment. Implode in the place, make explosion.
Don't know what to say. You selling out like every day. Pleasures, distractions, they got on display. Do me a favor, don't participate.
Yeah.
We done sold out. Yeah. Why the hell you think we show out? Yeah. They stole our knowledge and our culture.